This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Back in August, Anthem Insurance announced that it was leaving the covered California market. In Santa Barbara County, that means about 17,000 people will soon be without insurance. With ACA enrollment about to start on November 1st, we've brought in Curious Coast producer Ted Mills to answer people's questions. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Jonathan.
All right, you've been diving into the always complicated subject of health insurance.
Oh, I sure have. It started with this question we received from listener Dave Swanson.
Why did Anthem pull out? The other thing is, what's next that will take the place of Anthem?
Yeah, I mean, a lot to unpack here. But is he right? Is Blue Shield the only option right now?
Well, yes. Like Mr. Swanson, I got a similar letter from Anthem letting me know that they were leaving. Thank you, guys. And Covered California then sent me a letter informing me that Blue Shield will pretty much be my only option in 2018. And that's it. Another insurance company may step in for 2019, but that's a year away.
So if we try and answer the first part of his question, why did Anthem decide to leave in the first place?
Now for that question, I turn to Dave Peters. He's one of the partners in Peters and Milam, one of the many insurance brokers in town. They're the people who will lead you through the world of insurance and help you make a good decision.
Yeah, so I mean, what did he tell you about this?
Well, first of all, Anthem is not leaving the senior market. It's not leaving small or large group insurance markets, like if you get through your work. They are leaving behind the individual market. And the reasons Dave Peters told me is this. One, they saw very new and very expensive drugs coming into the market in 2018 that would be costing them a lot of money. But two, and more importantly, it's all about the cost-sharing reductions, better known as the CSR.
Yeah, and this is something I feel like I've heard in the news a lot recently.
Yeah, the CSRs, those are federal subsidies that help pay for your insurance. This is what makes them affordable, right? So the Fed subsidizes all the ACA plans, but for lower-income folks, they get the subsidy and enhanced benefits, lower deductions, lower copays, et cetera, and those are the cost-sharing reductions that President Trump says, you may not want to pay. So Anthem looked at that and said, oh, we're going to have to make up the difference between 12 to 25% of costs. And they're like, nah, we're out of here.
Right. So how did somebody like Dave Peters, the insurance broker, react to something like this?
Well, yeah, I asked if he even saw this coming, and he said this.
We definitely didn't see Anthem dropping out. I mean, we knew there was pressure in the marketplace from a profitability standpoint, but we thought Anthem would be committed to the people of California. And I'm a little sad. I mean, I mean, they're a publicly traded company. They have to answer to their stockholders. I understand that. But I really felt like they let my consumers down a little bit.
So where are we now with this?
Well, right now, at least 18 states are now suing the Trump administration over the threat to drop CSR. But companies like Blue Shield have hedged their bets, assuming that they're going to go away, and they've raised premiums on their silver plans by 12%.
Okay. And I mean, are there any other concerns?
Well, right now in Santa Barbara County, the biggest concern is what is going to happen to the 7,000 Anthem insured folks who use Samson Clinic. Blue Shield has never had a contract with Samson Clinic for individuals. And as we speak, they are trying to come to some agreement. Here's what Samson's Jill Fonte had to say.
So we hope to have resolution as soon as we can, preferably before the open enrollment period, which is from November 1st to January 31st. And at times the state will extend this, which has happened in the past. But I am certain that we will share this far and wide as soon as we have a resolution.
Lastly, worst case scenario, if Blue Shield and Samson don't reach an agreement, Governor Brown has your back. He signed SB 133, which allows certain patients, like, say, you're undergoing extensive chemotherapy treatments, to continue seeing your doctor for up to a year, even if they're not under your new insurance. So there's that.
And like Obama said a while ago, you will be able to keep your doctor.
Oh, yeah. That's all I got, Jonathan.
All right. That's Ted Mills with Curious Coast. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, man.